Meet us at the scoreboard.
Ethan, York, and Quincy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me, my cohort, Megan Duncan. How are you, Megan?
Hi, I am good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Did I say Twain Talk? I can't even remember. Yeah, cool. All right. Oh. Well, I'm more with it than I thought today.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we were just talking off camera about St. Elizabeth's, and it is, of course, the old hospital in the middle of town in Hannibal. And before the camera started rolling, I said, I can only imagine how tired Hannibal residents and, of course, city council and everybody who are having to deal with this. I can only imagine how tired they are of looking at it, talking about it, trying to figure out how to deal with it.
I'm tired of writing about it.
Yeah, I bet. Because I'm like, and even I was trying to think of like new ways, you know, like donate to the fire department for a tax write off. But you can't burn it down because it's.
No.
Yeah. So
it's just more massive than anyone can imagine.
Yeah.
It's not just a building. It's massive.
Massive. And of course you have asbestos and other dangers.
Yeah,
and
there's asbestos in there, and it's just.
And it being in the middle of town, you're going to have to clear out the neighborhood, right? To tear it. I don't know. There's just.
Have to be. Now the neighborhood would gladly go because they're all ready for that place to come down.
I can only imagine.
So I mean, that was well stated last night at the that St. Elizabeth's meeting that I was at, the public meeting.
Yeah,
that was well stated. The neighborhood is tired.
Who was the gal who said, "I don't even want to talk about it getting torn down. It's coming
down."
That's
Melissa Cogdell. She's actually the city clerk.
Yeah.
And she's lived in the neighborhood for 30 years. So she has, and her timeline was delivered just in a way I think of what she dealt with, just trying to understand. Melissa Cogdell, she's kind of like, she's a spitfire. I
was
going to
say, just by that one line, I can tell that she has moxie, and I love it.
Oh, that's how she got with the city in the first place. Yeah. She was a warrior to get the things out of our water. What are those things called? I can't. Oh, chlor.
I don't have a clue.
Well, now I sound like an idiot.
No, you're fine. We're not sciencers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chlorine, basically, okay. I think. It was, and this is years ago before I was old enough to pay attention or care, but not to say that she's old or anything, but I'm just saying that.
You're just talking yourself in circles. Anyway, yeah. So I think she has, she's got the chutzpah. I think it's.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. But that's what she was talking about last night was, you know, just the fact that she had been going for years and like, hey, there's a sinkhole in the parking lot. And
there's squatters.
There's squatters, fires in the building, things like that, so much. And then over the years she was given. Now, I don't know who quoted her. And Mark Bross of Klingner and Associates said he doesn't know who would have quoted that to her. But that, I mean, originally when she talked about, hey, can we tear this place down? It was like, you know, $500,000-$600,000 at the time. And they were saying, well, that's too high. So
now we have 5 million.
Yeah.
Which I did ask you off camera. And I do think it is worth the discussion to find out where that $5 million came from and if it's an actual cost, right? Because I think that's something that
people
should
don't
know.
Have. That's what we're trying to figure out is where to get that. So,
just a quote.
Mm-hmm. All that is a number. The whole last night, a lot of it was just trying to figure out where's that funding going to come from. They're looking at extending a tax, the infrastructure tax. So they're looking at funding options, kind of like stormwater. They're looking at these funding options, trying to decide what we're going to do. And that's kind of at the end what, you know, Stefan Franke had to say at the end was, you know, let's make sure that our hardworking citizen or our hardworking city workers don't suffer from it.
Sure.
So definitely no particular source of funding is currently available.
You know what? Everybody else is doing GoFundMe. There's my solution. Ding, next subject.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So no, I'm kidding. I know it is a big deal and I wish I had a solution.
Is that legal? Because that kind of sounds like a good idea.
I don't know. It's worth a shot.
I mean, I don't live in Hannibal. So yeah, I mean, I live in New London now. Yeah. And so whenever I do these things, I'm kind of like, I don't participate in, which is kind of good for neutrality, I guess. Yeah. I don't participate in the specific Hannibal votes. I've just have always lived in Hannibal and it's
you have a vested
my
interest.
Home still.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I do think everybody, you know, rightfully so, they're interested in this, you know, the issue at hand and the solution. So hopefully one is, you know, decided on quickly and it's, you know, kind of the path of least resistance, we'll hope. But yeah,
we'll see.
But like I said, everybody's probably tired of hearing about it, talking about it, writing about it. So we are going to talk about the next thing that everyone loves to talk about, and that is road work.
Yeah, I had to. I was sitting where the road work is today, and I had like happy music playing.
Yeah.
And I had to turn it down because I didn't want to be happy because I was so mad.
You're like, you know what? This is fake. I'm not even going with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I turned it down because I'm like, I'm really irritated right now. It's nobody's fault, but it's a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nobody's fault. Let me start with that. But I'm double, I'm like triple into this.
Yeah.
Because for 79, all the traffic is being directed to, you know, I live in the middle of nowhere, to my county roads.
Ooh.
So here we have semis this way, me and my, of course, 17-year-old son this way. And 79 is not light on the semi trucks. Yeah. So, and they're all being directed toward our little roads. And some of those are crumbling. It's route in to either Route T or Route V. So it goes NTV, and that's my.
That's your area. Yeah. Bummer, man. Yeah, yeah, I can imagine the happy music goes off.
That's
an increased risk for you guys, I would say.
Yeah, it's a little unnerving. I mean, you've got all kinds of trucks coming right at you, it feels like. I mean, I suppose, really, though, looking at the path that could be offered, there's not really a better way to do it. Yeah. So I'm not necessarily complaining about the fact.
You have such a good heart.
Well,
complain.
Thanks.
You can complain. It doesn't mean there's going to be a solution, but you can complain. Yeah. And I would say this is, you know, everybody hates road work. It is necessary. It's a necessary evil.
Yeah. And the viaduct needs to be fixed. Yeah. So it's just that when, you know, you've got that viaduct that goes from directly when you get off of 79 straight onto 3rd Street in Hannibal. I mean, it's just so highly traveled, but it's not like, you know, because now if you're a car and you're just going to Hannibal, you can reroute to Main Street, like South Main, and that's not that big of a deal, except today I found out it was because I sat there for a really long time, but I was still on time. That's why I was excited.
So now this is MoDOT, right? Or is this combined? Okay, so it's MoDOT. Any idea how long it's going to take?
Till September is their estimate. Yeah.
Ew.
I know. So, yeah, it's going to be a little while. It's just day two or something.
Oh, no. Three. And the happy music is already gone. I think you're going to need, you're going to need something else there to keep your spirits up. And
yeah.
I guess maybe just kind of remind everybody to slow down, especially on that road.
Yes. And I think we'll just get used to it.
Yeah.
I'm just not fully used to my son driving. And so,
he has another factor.
Mondo truck himself that he drives that is, you know, definitely a 17-year-old truck that, you know, breaks down every other week. And he's just keeping his fingers crossed today that it'll pass inspection.
You know how that is.
He's like in there at the barn last night trying to fix his light so it wouldn't keep falling off when he makes turns.
Like a duct tape out.
That's pretty much. Yeah that's kind of how it is.
So road work, demolition, question mark. Anything else in Hannibal?
I know there's good stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many good things coming up. There's Comic-Con coming up.
That's
amazing. April 19th and 20th, I know that, is the weekend of it. And I'm still looking for a superhero costume for my goat take her. So if you have any suggestions for, you know, a superhero goat, then
I have a cape if all else fails. Yeah.
Well, I could work with that.
Yeah, you could work
with that. I could put like shiny underwear over her diaper.
She would love it.
She could be super Clover.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Love it. And Comic-Con, it's always fun to talk about, so I'm sure we'll have more information on that
absolutely.
As it comes.
Yes. Closer. Yeah, there'll be more. I currently have a podcast that's about it, which was probably a month ago, so I know there's updates that I plan to put into a story.
Perfect.
So that people can read all about it. It's super fun.
Yeah.
So and like I said, there's always fun stuff coming up. So
yeah, the weather's getting warm and Hannibal always has cool stuff. So we can talk about, you know, the not so great stuff, but we also have to keep in mind that Hannibal's a great place. We want to do our best to support whatever y'all need to do to get it in working order so I can come there for all the festivals and fun stuff this summer.
And tomorrow I will keep on my happy music while I'm sitting in traffic.
Just like deep breaths and woosah, you know.
Yeah.
Just remember, it is temporary. This too shall pass.
And it's not that guy's fault.
Right.
So it's not his fault. Yeah. He has his little sign, and I was staring at the sign like,
oh, the stop.
Yeah, you know, the guy in the middle of the road that's like letting people go and letting people come, and you just slowly get irritated, like, why is it not my turn? Yeah. And
so, see, it could
it's
be
not
worse.
That guy's
you
fault.
Could be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't that be awful to be that guy? I'm sorry, that guy.
Yeah,
I did give you a dirty look, but I don't know if you saw it.
Holder guy.
Yeah,
that would be a rough gig. On
yeah,
that, on
that'd
that,
be so. Rough. So I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Either way, I love, you know, that you come in and you have this huge heart and you're like, it's no one's fault. No, I hate to complain. Here's the thing. If complaining keeps you sane, do it to it. And until next time, this
thanks.
Was Twain Talk. Right?
Yes.
All right.
You.
Always great talking to you.
You too.
All right. Coming up, I sit down with Sarah Stevens from Horizons to talk about hope for Horizons. Stay tuned.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With 6 big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan-favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now, with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you, 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
The Tower, a great place to meet and eat. But did you know the Tower has one of the finest drink selections in our area? Along with its incredible Mexican menu, the Tower specializes in tequilas for every taste. Names like Patron, Cabo Wabo, and Hornitos. And don't forget the margaritas. On Mondays and Tuesdays, stop by and pick up a single topping pizza and get Tower margaritas to go. Enjoy the Tower at home or in our dining room, bar area, or the Tower's signature climate-controlled porch. The Tower Pizza and Mexican.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
And welcome back. Joining me now, Sarah Stevens from Horizons. And we are here to talk about hope for Horizons, right?
We are. Happy Wednesday.
I know. Happy Wednesday.
It's sunny outside.
It's beautiful.
A little bit warmer. We're
yes.
hoping April 19th is a beautiful day.
Yes, right? So yes. That is the day of the big event.
Right. April 19th.
April 19th.
It is 5 to 7:30 at the Quincy Country Club. Tickets are available online right now at horizonsquincy.com. Personally, I think they're a steal. I have been to a lot of events recently, and ticket prices are a little bit high. So this is $35, and for your $35, you get a glass of wine donated by Ranella Company, some yummy appetizers, and lots of fun and fellowship with their friends.
Yeah. $35. Can't beat that.
I know.
Right?
It's great. And tickets are $40 the day of the event at the door.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people do still wait because I think that, you know, not everybody knows what they're doing. And so we'll have plenty of tickets available at the door. So if you don't get your ticket ahead of time,
Worries.
You can still come that night. Of course, we like to have them ahead of time just
right.
for planning so we know how much food to have. But we never run out, kind of like the soup kitchen. We never run out.
Right.
We never run out of food. So we'll take as many people that want to show up that night as are available.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And of course, all of the the money raised goes back to Horizons.
It does.
So what kind of prompted this event?
You know, we started this event. It was kind of a spinoff from our empty bowls. We used to take bowls out to the schools and do an art project with kids. And we had an event where we would have soup, a simple meal in a simple bowl, which was to remind people of hunger. And we got some local artists involved, and they painted some of our bowls for us. And we just started to realize there's just incredible talent in this community.
Right.
It's a very artistic community and a very philanthropic community. And arts and philanthropy seem to kind of go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And so we had someone suggest, you know, this art is so amazing. Why don't you have a separate event. And so it's kind of was a spinoff from Empty Bowls. I think this is our seventh year, which is hard to believe.
Wow.
We have kind of expanded the genre of art because, in all honesty, life is art.
Yes.
Everywhere you look. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are created in God's image, and He is a creator. We are all creators. So we think that there is something here for everybody. We have a lot of experiences this year. I believe that food is art.
Yes.
Drink is art.
Yes. Flour. Two of my favorite kinds, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Mine too. And
yes.
I kind of like consumable art.
Yes.
You know, and so we're finding too that a lot of folks are really interested in experiences now. So we have some just incredible auction items. I'm so excited. Bidding is open right now online.
Oh, really?
We already have over $5,000 in total bids on what we've got posted already online.
Okay.
So that is one thing. You can bid online. If you can't come to the event, you can still bid online, and you can bid up until 7:30, the time the auction closes.
Gotcha.
You would get an email notifying you or a text saying that you are the winner, and then you'd have to, you know, pay online.
Sure.
And then contact us to pick up your winnings. But so, yeah, that's an option there for folks.
So even if you can't go to the actual event, you can go online and partake in the raffle.
Yeah.
That's good.
And so, so we do have three special items that we're going to be doing a live auction for. We've never done a live auction at Hope for Horizon, so this is going to be something new.
Fun.
We have an auctioneer. So at 6:30, we're auctioning off a dinner donated by Kevin Minnick at Main Course.
Yum.
His 4x4x4 dinner in the kitchen with the chef, four courses and four whiskeys to taste along with it.
Yeah.
And so that one is always a big ticket item at some of the other events, so we're super excited to have that. We have Jeremy from Plat Daddies is going to come to your house and barbecue in your backyard.
Can't beat that.
For 20 people. And we have Craig Cozart, who's going to do, he's going to bring music. He's a phenomenal musician and songwriter, singer. And so he'll be coming to the party as well. So you can have a party in your backyard, barbecue and music.
You can't beat that. That's awesome.
So that's one of the other items. And then we also have our own chefs at Horizons. We did this last year. We have a Cordon Bleu trained chef at Horizons, and they make amazing food. And so we'll do a catered meal in your home for 10 people. They're going to do an Italian feast this year. We did Greek last year. Wine on Broadway, donating wine to be paired with his courses. And Ruthie Bees is donating flowers. So
the whole package.
That's
amazing.
And so really fun items, but you'll have to be at the event to get those. Those are live auction items.
Those are the live auctions.
Live auction items.
Gotcha.
So we have, get online and look. Quincy Brewing Company, 8 Open, all of our friends here in this neighborhood are just really coming on board to support the event.
And incredible.
We have, just an amazing community of supporters.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And something for everyone on the raffle,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And a fun event. So you mentioned a letter that someone had written to you.
Well, you know, we talk about why we're doing this.
Yes.
You know, obviously we want to have fun. We want to raise funds, and the reason we want to raise those funds is to support our feeding programs. Right here in Adams County, you know, this is good news, actually. The poverty rate dropped by 1%. But unfortunately, the class of individuals who are in that working poor class raised almost 10%.
Yeah.
And so those are the folks who are employed, but their jobs sometimes aren't enough to pay their daily bills.
Yeah.
And so one unexpected expense, one tragedy can really tighten their budget to the point where they can't make it. And so those are a lot of the folks that we're seeing in the food pantry. And so I just got a letter from someone who, this is super touching. She said, as I sat in the line at the food pantry, I felt so ashamed. As a full-time caregiver for my husband, who lives with several serious medical conditions, I was used to navigating a tight budget, but things had never been this bad before. The combination of expensive prescriptions, a large unexpected medical bill, and recent food inflation had shattered our shoestring budget. As I sat there, I blinked away tears. I felt as somehow I had failed as a caregiver. Why hadn't I been able to save enough? I was careful with our finances, never spending money on anything that wasn't essential. But when the volunteers loaded my car with groceries, no one was condescending and no one judged me. They treated me with dignity and respect. If these folks who didn't know me treated me with such kindness, how much more does my Heavenly Father who knows me and loves me? And so I just that's why we do what we do, you know? I mean, what an incredible story that we are able to come alongside people when they're really struggling and give them a hand up in a time of need, and yeah. and that they can come and they can feel loved and not feel have to feel ashamed.
Right.
I honestly think sometimes we're all one tragedy away from the soup kitchen or the food
Absolutely.
Pantry. It just depends on how big your safety net is, and yeah. a lot of people that we're serving don't have a safety net.
Yeah.
And so we are that safety net for them. And so that's what Hope for Horizons is all about. It's about bringing hope to the individuals just like this lady. We had a girl show up one night, and it was later, and the lights were still on. She knocked on the door, came in, and said, you know, I knew if the lights were on, I would find hope inside. And so that's what Hope for Horizons is. It's yeah. bringing hope to our community. And so that's what this night is about. It's about fun, but it's also about fundraising.
Yeah, and support. Yes. And, yeah, I mean, we're always one circumstance away from being down on our luck. So, yeah, never take that for granted. And I love the fact that, you know, she didn't feel like she was judged. And I love the fact that she felt the need to write the letter.
Absolutely. That's the first time I've read it that I haven't cried.
So. I teared up. I wasn't going to say it, but I teared up. No, but it just goes to show the amazing work that, that you're doing, you know, through Horizons in our community and with our community members. So thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yes, of course. And I urge everyone to, you know, at least go check out the raffle. Get registered, go bid on some things. Of course, it goes to a great cause. And if you can, Friday, April 19th, sounds like it's going to be an amazing event.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
It's really a fun night. The great thing, it's kind of a happy hour format. Yeah. So if you can't come from 5 to 7:30, you know, come from 6 to 6:30. You know, you're not going to want to miss the live auction, of
right.
course.
Absolutely.
Bring your checkbook.
There you go. Yeah, make sure you get that money in the bank.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's one of those things you can drop in for a little while, or you can stay for the whole evening, which makes it even more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, love it. Always love talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks for
good luck.
Me.
I hope you have an amazing event. Get out there and get your tickets and check out the raffle
Absolutely.
For Horizons, Hope for Horizons. Yep. Sarah, always awesome to talk to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right. I think that does it for today's Daily Muddy. We'll catch you back here tomorrow for Club Muddy.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.